Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Orchid Pharma Limited, hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Manchanda from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, I welcome you to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Orchid Pharma. We thank the Orchid management for giving us an opportunity to host the call today. We have with us the senior management of the company, represented by Mr. Manish Dhanuka, Managing Director, Mr. Mridul Dhanuka, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Sunil Kumar Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the company management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vishal. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Manish Dhanuka, Managing Director of Orchid Pharma Limited, and I welcome you all to our discussions for the results of first quarter financial year 2026. I will take you through our performance for the quarter, share updates on our key strategic initiatives, and outline our priorities for the year ahead. First, the financial year performance for the Q1 2026. For this quarter, our sales stood at 173 crores, compared with 244 crores in the same period last year. This is a steep decline of around 29%. This performance must be seen in the context of an unprecedented global slowdown in the antibiotics market. The current environment is unlike anything we have seen in the last 5 years, with both prices and volumes under pressure. Despite this, we have tried to maintain our gross margins at around 42% and have consciously chosen not to participate in the ongoing price war. This has been achieved through disciplined pricing, a more resilient product mix, and continued optimization of input costs. Operational EBITDA for the quarter was 14 crore rupees. On the cost side, employee expenses and other operating costs remain broadly flat in absolute terms, even as we continue to invest in our strategic growth initiatives. Market outlook. The antibiotics industry is currently facing one of its sharpest short-term contractions in recent memory. Our analysis of exports out of India shows that for the quarter, overall quantity of oral antibiotics exports fell by about 30%, while average export prices dropped by about 15%-20%. This double impact of lower volumes and lower prices has created a challenging environment for all the players. In such a scenario, Orchid has focused on preserving value by moderating our product mix and maintaining margins. Rather than chasing volumes in a cutthroat market through aggressive price cuts, we believe this disciplined approach will protect long-term positioning and profitability once the market stabilizes. Now, on the strategic initiatives. Coming to our strategic initiatives, I am pleased to announce that following our update last quarter on Allecra's insolvency and the resulting uncertainty around Orchid's royalty stream, Orchid has now acquired the global rights to enmetazobactam and the trademark Explifep from Allecra. This is a transformative development for Orchid, giving us complete control over the regulatory and commercial strategy for this novel antibiotic worldwide once the acquisition is formally completed. Orchid now becomes the only Indian pharmaceutical company that can call itself innovator of a new chemical entity that is internationally approved. While the commercial terms for this deal are confidential, I can assure you that the transaction is economically significant. All future economic benefits from the product will now accrue to Orchid Pharma. The double-digit royalties previously receivable by Allecra from Advanz in Europe will now come directly to us. Globally, the product has already been licensed in Europe and Middle East and North African markets, and we are in advanced stage discussions for several other geographies. The U.S. market remains elusive for now. Our immediate focus will be to identify and resolve the challenges that Allecra faced in the past and put in place a robust plan for a U.S. entry. Orblicef, our brand in India. Our domestic brand Orblicef continues to perform steadily. The combination of Cipla's extensive hospital coverage and our AMS division's targeted engagement ensures we are building sustained prescriber awareness. Demand patterns remain consistent with our expectations. Antimicrobial stewardship, the AMS division continues to expand its engagement with hospitals and clinicians, focusing on responsible antibiotic use and AMR awareness. While still in the investment phase, it is helping position Orchid as a trusted partner in critical care antibiotics. This platform will also be a key success factor in driving the adoption of cefiderocol in India, given its position in the hospital segment and the specialized prescriber base it serves. An update on the 7-ACA project in Jammu. The 7-ACA project is progressing in line with our revised timelines. Construction continued during the quarter, and the procurement of major engineering equipment is completed. Once operational, the facility will strengthen our API capabilities, reduce import dependencies, and deliver the cost synergies as expected. The cefiderocol project is going on track as per the expected timelines. Even as we invest in new projects and differentiated products, operational discipline remains central to our approach. Maintaining cost competitiveness in an inflationary environment while safeguarding margins in a declining market speaks about the resilience of our operating model. I'm now going to discuss some of the risks and challenges that we face in the current environment. Persistent volume and price pressure in antibiotics could weigh on the near-term revenues. At this stage, we see no revival in the near future, at least not in the current year. There may be some risks related to the insolvency acquisition of enmetazobactam from Allecra. As you are aware, insolvency acquisitions are conducted on as-is-where-is basis. In a court-run process, there is limited time to perform detailed due diligence. Although this acquisition involves intangibles and we have a good visibility on what we have acquired, once the acquisition is formally completed, we will need to obtain more details and assess any implications. Our priorities remain as on today. Our main priorities would be to take control of and then expand the licensing of Exblifep across the globe, deepen penetration of Orblicef in India, progress the construction of 7-ACA project in Jammu, maintain margin disciplines while selectively investing in high-impact growth areas. With the regained control of enmetazobactam, a stable domestic hospital presence, and strategic backward integration underway, Orchid is positioned to navigate near-term pressures while laying the groundwork for future growth. In closing, I want to thank our employees, partners, and investors for their support. Financial Year 26 will be about racing for a muted year, disciplined execution, protecting profitability, and positioning for growth as the market recovers. Thank you for your attention. I now welcome our questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rupesh from Sri Rama Managers PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And I must congratulate you. Congratulate you both, Mridul and Manish, for resolving this matter fairly quickly of Allecra insolvency. The speed was, I think, commendable. So my question is, Allecra, I think, is out-licensed to Advanced Pharma. So now the whatever royalty Advanced Pharma was going to pay to Allecra, that will now accrue to us. Or is there some change in that part?
There is expected to be no change in that part. Once the transaction is completed, it's subject to certain CPs right now, we will take over the role of Allecra in the existing agreement. So whatever was the commercial interest which was due to them will now become due to Orchid.
Okay. So our share initially I thought was high single digit, which now goes to double digit, mid double digit.
That's
is correct. That a fair? Okay. Any cash outflow indication you can give for this transaction you have done? Maybe you have given in press release and I missed it, but.
As per the terms of the agreement, it's confidential, especially right now because the CPs are also not completed. So we will only make the mandatory disclosures regarding the price in the reports as needed.
Maybe let me ask you another way, Mridul. Is it significant to our equity base, or do we have to take significant debt to fund this acquisition? Let me ask you this way. I don't need an exact number.
So no debt will be taken to fund this acquisition.
Okay. Yeah. And I also heard you said that this is now also out-licensed in Middle East.
That's correct.
That's right.
So that is like which company, how many markets in Middle East, some color so, around that would be very helpful.
So it is out-licensed for Saudi Arabia, entire UAE and South Africa to a Swiss pharma company called Acino Pharma.
Okay, so this was done by Allecra, but now we are taking over, or this is new development.
So this is done by Allecra only. Right now we don't have control. We have signed the agreement. Like I said, it's subject to certain approvals from the government. So we are just waiting for that till the time it has been done by Allecra only.
Okay. The other question really is for the important markets, can you give idea about the patent expiry of enmetazobactam? I think some markets are 2034, some markets are 2031, but it will be good to hear it from you. Maybe let's say US, Europe, UK, Japan, India, these high markets, maybe rough idea about patent expiry if you can give.
Yeah, it's country to country. Like you said, it's a bit complex. US, I can confirm it's 34. Yeah. Oh. So other countries, Europe also is similar, 2024, because the patents are filed similar time and exclusivity periods are also similar. There is an ongoing pediatric study for this, which might extend the exclusivity by some time, but that's all to be understood and sometime in the future. But right now, only early 24 is what we can say.
34, right? Sorry, just I mean.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. Early 34.
Okay. It makes a big difference. Sorry. So okay, and how is the response to enmetazobactam in India? If you can give number maybe for FY25 between Cipla and us, and where is it used? I mean, we have always said that it's a penem sparing antibiotic, but maybe if you can give some order in some SOP where it is used.
So, with respect to number of patients, we have shared last time 10,000 patients roughly. So, that's the volume till last year. And we'll be reporting this maybe once in a year or maybe twice in a year. Quarterly numbers, can change due to our supply to Cipla and their supply to market. All of those, some of those would be confidential also. But we will keep you broadly informed of the overall patient number that we are treating.
But so revenue, you are not ready to divulge yet.
No, that as per our agreement with Cipla, we cannot.
Okay, and maybe I mean, where is the Avibactam sales overall? If you can give some idea. because I think that probably should be the benchmark for us. So where, I mean, not our avibactam sales. I mean, if you can give our avibactam sales, that would be good. But overall, what is the avibactam brand sales in India, if you know?
See, first of all, this molecule should not be compared with avibactam because that is a Pfizer molecule and that is the last line, you can say the reserve category of antibiotic, and that is used in extreme cases. Whereas this, we are trying to create a position where this can be used as a first line of antibiotic, and this is used because the first line of piperacillin, tazobactam and ceftriaxone has developed significant resistance. So our experience has been that the hospitals are very well accepting the fact that these first line antibiotics are not working and the doctors are compelled to prescribe meropenem, which as per the standard protocols should not be done. So our target is to replace these first line antibiotics and prevent meropenem from being prescribed. So comparison would not be right, but since you asked the question, if I know correctly, Pfizer had made a very big brand of avibactam, and despite being generic for now 1.5 years, it has still continued to grow significantly. But of course, okay, that is being promoted by multiple companies now. So, but I mean, if you consider that if we succeed in making it a first line molecule, then it has a significant potential.
So in 10,000 patients so far, I don't know, maybe some sort of phase 4 tracking we are doing in some of these 10,000 patients, do you have some idea where it was used as a first line and where it was not used as a first line?
So mostly for the CUTI, it is the preferred choice now, whichever hospitals we have promoted, it is very well accepted. The other indication that it is approved is for HFpEF. Our team is working with pulmonologists also to promote in that indication. These are the two indications.
Okay. And then the final question on enmetazobactam is, I mean, have you started any preliminary discussions for out-licensing in US? I think that part was a little bit slow and always a source of irritation, I think, for you and for all the investors. So have you, I mean, had some preliminary discussions? I mean, I know that you have to go through the process to take control of the asset.
Yeah, so Olitra had hired some consultant. We are discussing with the consultant and trying to understand what were the challenges. And once we understand where was the gap between expectation of Olitra and of the prospective licensees, then we'll try and find a via media to solve, you know, to find a middle path where some agreement can be achieved with the prospective licenses. Maybe we will restart the discussion with the past companies with whom discussion was happening.
But I mean, you have some aspiration that the deal in US should be done in, let's say, 6 months after you take ownership of asset, 12 months after you take ownership of asset, at least aspiration of the management. I mean, there will be nitty-gritty that you have to deal with.
The most prudent thing would be to close the deal within a year, definitely, because the NDA, the registration whole process has been completed. But of course, I mean, you would like to optimize what you get out of the deal.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving to cefiderocol. So cefiderocol, just to be clear, is again a last line treatment today, right? Is that a correct statement?
Yes.
Okay. So now what has happened is Wockhardt has come up with a zidebactam, and I think zidebactam will probably get an approval in India this year, sometime before March 2026, as per public information. And zidebactam, I think, is a significantly superior molecule to cefiderocol. And I think in our planning, at least, the cefiderocol is, I think, significantly dependent on India and the emerging markets, right? So now, how are you seeing things in this aspect? maybe you can give some strategies or ideas or how you're approaching this.
In our understanding, I have not seen any comparison between cefiderocol and ceftibuten. And to the best of my knowledge, as on today, I mean, it would be difficult to comment on a molecule which is still under trials. But as on today, cefiderocol is the most potent antibiotic available. And whenever we go to the hospitals, and you know, some people have read in the news that we have got the license for cefiderocol. A lot of doctors are very curious to ask when this product is coming in the market. So I really don't know where we got the cefiderocol.
Okay. Did the Wagner phase 3 trials are completed? Maybe just to keep the record correct. And how is Avibactam generic sales doing in India? Any color around that? How big a brand has that become?
No, the molecule has really done well, I think. It's one of our good products as well.
And we remain, I mean, in API, what would be our market share in API supply, and then how many, you know, brand players are there?
We would supply 60% of the market.
Okay. We supply the 60% of the market. And this is not part, this, we don't make the form. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Pranav from Lotus Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for a multi-billion.
Sir, can you speak a little louder, please?
Yes, sorry. Congratulations for a multi-billion dollar acquisition for just 28,500 euros. My first question is to how Orchid Pharma will commercialize N-metaposactam globally? Will it like partner with Indian multinational companies like Cipla or a global pharma company? Since, as you mentioned, the patent will expire in 2034 in US.
Yeah, the selling model would be exactly the same as it is now maintained by Allecra. Orchid will license it out to companies across the world. And as we were discussing on the previous question, for Europe, UAE markets and South Africa, the licensing is already done. And Allecra was in advanced stages of discussion of several other markets. So by the time the transaction is closed, hopefully we may be able to announce a few more.
Okay. Also, following question. Going forward, how much royalty are we expecting from China?
So in China, there is currently no agreement with anyone. So there is no forecast number or which I can share that this much royalty can come from China. So the agreement that Allecra had signed in the past no longer exists.
Okay, so it's no longer in agreement. So there's no agreement as of now from China.
Yeah.
Also, one last question. Going forward, will we use the brand that is Xglicep or Onkyplep brand globally for the commercialization?
Yeah, because it's already developed and, you know, included in guidelines worldwide as Xglicep, we don't want to change the global brand name.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Burman Shetty Suresh from Burman Financials. Please go ahead. Yes, Mr. Suresh, go with the question, please. As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Viraj Parekh from Carnel Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah,
Viraj. Hi, sir. Good evening. I just had one follow-up question on the first participant's question. Wasn't clear on my end. For this acquisition, will it be enough from internal accruals, or will we have to take some external debt to fund the Elekra acquisition?
Yeah, it will be enough from internal accrual. No debt will be taken.
Right. Second question, sir. We have seen the numbers for Orchid Pharma. If I think the resolution for the merger of Bhanu Kalam's also gone through, so if we can have some indication of the annual performance we are forecasting for Dhanuka Labs as well, since it will be soon merged, and if you can give us an idea on that front as well, it would be helpful.
Guptaji, can you explain the 31st March numbers?
Sir, actually March 25, we have closed our sale at 503 crore with EBITDA was 42 crore.
So my question was more in relation to FY26 outlook for Dhanuka Labs. We are seeing a 30% decline in Orchid Pharma for the current quarter. I'm not asking for a short-term estimate of a quarterly number for Dhanuka Labs, but if we can get an annual forecast of how this 500 crore would pan out for FY26 for the company, given that it's a little bit of a low-margin company than Orchid Pharma as well on an EBITDA level.
We had expected to have a significant growth in Dhanuka Labs also, but considering the market conditions that are prevailing, I think it would be difficult to give a guidance on that at this point of time. We really have to see what has really triggered such a steep, you know, decline in the market conditions. Until we really do an assessment, it would not be proper to give any estimate. So we are just trying to understand the reasons for this and how this recovery will happen and what we can do to tide over this challenge.
So what will be the timeline for the merger?
I think next 6 months it should be over. I mean, the results of the EGM have already been accepted by the judge, and now the final formalities will have to be done. We have a hearing in end of September. If all authorities give permission by then I think final verdict should come in that, or maybe in the next the hearing after that.
Got it. Manish, in your opening remarks you mentioned that core markets are seeing a lot of challenge in terms of price wars, and the demand also really, really not supporting the capacity which has come up in the antibacterial range. Given that Dhanuka Labs has also been in the market for some time, and even Orchid's significant portion of revenue comes from emerging markets, maybe if you can give us some qualitative comment on terms of the market sentiment where both these companies have an overlap, that will also be helpful for the investors.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot see any scientific or medical reasons that would reduce the demand with such a large percentage. So I mean, all I can think of is maybe the turmoil that's going on and uncertainty in the markets, which has led customers to maybe reduce inventories or not take any risks, reduce the investment. That could be the only reason I can think of why sudden demand decrease is there. And I am optimistic that it should change in one or two quarters, and that would lead to a sudden recovery like what happened after the COVID. So I don't see any reason for such a sudden decline in demand.
Right. So this last question before I get back in queue, it's a bit of a hypothetical situation. You may answer if you have. We don't have a lot of operational details of Dhanuka Labs, but given that this quarter has been quite worse for the entire sector, can there be a situation where we have a loss in Dhanuka Labs if the situation continues?
At this point of time, I don't think we have the numbers for the quarter, but there are some high-value items that Dhanuka also manufactures, so we are not looking at such situation.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot. All the very best. I'll get back into you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Participants may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rupesh from Sri Rama Managers PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the follow-up. Just finishing on Avibactam. So Avibactam formulation, is it part of our AMS division?
So AMS division has about 30-40 products. Avibactam is just one of those products.
Okay, so we are also supplying formulation for Avibactam also in the market, right? Okay, okay. And any indicative growth, any indication of how the market has expanded post it becoming generic, any growth rate, some color around that, and it's fair to assume Avibactam will keep growing at healthy rates for 3-4 years like that. Manish?
I don't think, after becoming generic, there had been a surge of new brands coming in the market. And I think at last count, I remember 55 or 60 brands in the market. And that resulted to, I would say, a significant growth at API stage. I'm not sure how much of liquidation that would have resulted in. I think once that demand or the pent-up demand because of high price of Pfizer was met, I don't think there is a scope for this product to go exponentially in the future. Because like Manishji alluded, this is a last resort product currently. So it is used when other products don't work, where carbapenem resistance or meropenem resistance is there.
Okay, okay. And just concluding on Avibactam, we are the still first to file in US. And what is the launch date? I probably forgot. I think 2026 or 2028.
No, we had announced that we had received an RTR and we are not first to file anymore.
So we are not first to file anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
When is the generic expiry, patent expiry for Avibactam?
The first to file launch date would be sometime August 27th, and Orchid product should be available 6 months after that.
6 months after that. Okay. Okay. And then where are we on the generics of newer generation antibiotics, ceftaroline, cefovecin, if you can give some color around newer products?
The product stability is going on, but DMF is under preparation, and we are looking for some partners in those two products.
So when I mean filing, can you put a year? It will be done in next 12 months?
The DMF will be definitely filed.
The API DMF will be filed for sure. For the FDF, cannot give a timeline at this time.
For both the products, is that correct?
Yes, both the products.
Okay, okay. So that is one. The other question is this 30% decline in export out of India and all of that. So there is, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is no significant China competition in these products, or there is a significant China competition?
So there is competition from China, but the major product like Cefixim, India is much stronger than China, and the Chinese companies only cater to domestic demand. For the injectables, yes, there is competition from China, but the overall demand has slackened for sure. There is no doubt about it.
Is a significant part of the demand driven by funding? Is that a speculation you can make or we can make?
I would say the overall sentiment is low. So maybe the pipeline inventories have gone down. That's what I am thinking.
Achha. Okay. Okay. And where are we on the penicillin prices? When do you see realization stabilizing?
Yeah, so the penicillin prices have gone down significantly. So that's why I feel that there is a demand slackening, because the raw material prices have also gone down. If the Chinese were also buying a lot of raw materials, the raw material prices would still remain firm.
So you think that people are waiting for Pen G to bottom out and then try to hold the whole pricing to bottom out and then start refilling the inventory? That is that what you're trying to indicate?
That could also be a possibility.
Okay. And then on 7-ACA, commissioning is Q1 FY27. Is that correct?
Yes, there is no change in what we mentioned last time. Yeah.
Okay. And Cefiderocol is December 26.
Yes.
Okay. And then 7-ACA, PLI scheme, I mean, I think we're significantly behind the schedule, but still, I don't know, there are written commitment, oral commitments that PLI benefits would be given.
So I talked about it in the previous call. Every call we have to explain this. Unfortunately, there are no written approvals. There are only oral commitments that this will be honored.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions. And all the best. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rahul from SWN Company. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you for taking my question. Congrats on a great quarter. Basically, I have some questions regarding XpliVep. So my question is, like, the Allecra is bankrupt in the US. Will XpliVep will be still commercialized in the US, or by when it can be commercialized?
Once the acquisition is completed, we will find an out licensing partner in the US and partner with them to launch, and we are targeting to do that within 1 year of acquisition completion.
Okay, I have a follow-up question on that. So is there an availability of automated susceptibility testing for XpliVep as of now?
Unfortunately, I don't have this detail, but I think they were working on it. For India, we have developed that. So we are distributing those in India. So I am assuming it would have been done
it's
for...
It's available. It's being used in Europe. Yeah.
A few more questions. What are the target patients for XpliVep currently we are targeting?
So two indications, HAPVEP and COPI.
Okay, one last question. What are the key target regions we are focusing on, US universe? I mean, sorry.
As we said, Europe is already licensed. Middle Eastern countries already licensed. There are some discussions going on in Brazil and in Japan. US, there was some discussion in the past. These are the territories where the discussions were already initiated by Allecra. We are looking to expand this further to other regions also, like maybe Russia, Vietnam, and other countries as well. And maybe we will initiate those discussions after the takeover is complete.
Okay. Thank you very much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Hi. You know, you previously mentioned that the peak sales for N-metazobactam are expected to be between $150 to $200 million per year. Now, could you give us the geographical distribution of that sales number you expect?
No, unfortunately not. This number was just a forecast from our side. Right now, we don't have any details of the Allecra partnerships, what they have done, the agreements, the forecast, the sales, what is happening. Only after acquisition is completed, we'll be having a better picture.
Okay. The royalty that you get from ADVANZ PHARMA, that's double digits. And
Right.
Are we looking to, get a better deal with them, or that deal just stays as is and there's nothing you can do to improve that?
No, the deal's already signed. We are not looking to renegotiate anything.
Okay. And they were also, I think during that agreement with ADVANZ PHARMA, there's some milestone payment as the molecule is commercialized and there's some milestone-based payment. So do we expect that also to flow in, or they've already been, done with in the past?
I think most of the milestones are completed. If one or two are left, then that would accrue to us. Otherwise, most of the milestones with respect to ADVANZ would have been completed.
Hello.
The initial milestones have already been paid to Allecra. The later on, some sales-related milestones are there. Once those are achieved, then they might come to us. But that's not going to be in very near future.
Hello, Mr. Ankur. Hello. Mr. Ankur, has that answered your question? As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Sagar Arya from Xponent Tribes. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. In the last call, you had mentioned that the EBITDA for the combined entity, that is Dhanuka and Orchid, would be about 175 crores. Now, in this call, you mentioned that Dhanuka did 42 crores of EBITDA in FY25. So the math doesn't add up here. I think last call, we said they'd done about 49 crores. So where is the gap here?
No, we said 39 crores.
39?
We had given that was before the audited balance sheet. We said 39 crores. That's after the finalization of numbers. That has worked out 42 crores.
42 crores. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
The provisional number is 39. We have now, after audit, it has worked out 42.
Okay. Got it. Second is just to be clear, the agreement that Allecra had with ADVANZ was for mid-teens royalty on sales in Europe, correct?
So as per the public information disclosed by Allecra on their website, it just said double digits.
Okay. So what is double digit? How should we interpret double digit?
It's around 15%. So depending on the sales, it ranges from 14%-18%. If the sales go high, the royalties will increase. But I mean, we can assume 15 is on an average.
Understood. Understood. Got it. And lastly, earlier, we were also in discussions with Allecra. I don't know. I know it didn't materialize, but we were in discussions for doing CDMO for enmetazobactam as well. Now that we have ownership of the molecule, is that an option which is still on the table?
Yeah. Now that decision will be ours, but there are some commitments with the existing supplier. So we will honor that. And once our FDF unit is up and running, we will definitely try and get ourselves approved as an alternate supplier.
Okay. What would be a reasonable timeline if this were to happen, sir?
See, I mean, in regulated markets today, I mean, the bare minimum is 3 years, I would say.
Understood. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rupesh from Shree Rama Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity once more. One basic one will be this German IBC, for the lack of better term, German IBC process, when will it be completed? Any approximate timeline?
We are expecting about 3 months.
So you will have ownership of asset in 3 months?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay, and then post the transfer of ownership, so till now also Advanz owns some royalty, owes some royalty to Electra. I don't know what will happen to that, if you have some view on that, but the moment asset ownership happens, the royalty will start accruing to us. Is that fair?
That's right.
Or there will be some delay?
No delay as such. So it will happen when the conclusion, the consummation of the transaction happens.
Are there like any second bidder, third bidder who can raise some legal obstacles like that, or how is that like a home run for us where the only bidder?
So as far as my understanding goes, process in Germany is different than India. So there is nobody else who can contest this.
So we have signed the agreement. It is just subject to conditions like German government approving our foreign investment bid and some other basic requirements of the creditors approving and all that. As of now, our bid was the one that was accepted by the administrator.
Okay. So it looks like a home run for us. Okay. And the other question coming to Indian market is recently a little bit of consolidation happened. One of the, northern-based players sold out his capacities in this cephalosporin space to another, Hyderabad-based player. So, shouldn't that generally consolidation means better pricing? Is that not a fair understanding? Outside of whatever is the demand trend and all of that is happening, is that
fair? Yeah, that's what I would imagine. If the quotation goes from one less competitor, it should help.
Okay. So at least over in the medium term, you expect that consolidation hopefully will help to keep the pricing discipline.
That's right. It leaves just 3 players in the market now.
Okay. So this process, let's say IBC process takes 6 months, coming back to enmetazobactam, whatever royalty is owed in that time, we don't have any claim on that, or we can have some claim on that as well.
We will have claim on royalties after 31st July.
Achha, we'll have claim after 31st July. Okay. And then I don't know how is the product doing at advanced pharma level? How many countries have they launched in? Some idea.
It was launched just 6 months back. It takes time to develop the market. In this year, we don't expect significant numbers coming out of it. We expect the growth will happen in next year.
But you are in discussion with Advanced Pharma and like some updates you will likely to get as we go along?
Not as of now.
Once the
acquisition is complete, we will have more visibility.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for answering all my questions so generously. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Rohan, go with the question, please. Hello, Mr. Rohan. Uh, Mr. Rohan, go with the question, please. As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematic Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the kind of volume pressures that we are seeing, are we also seeing this in our long-term contracts that we have with customers?
No. No, we don't foresee. I mean, there is some link to the main raw material prices. Maybe that correction will happen, but we don't see.
So you mean people are waiting for the prices to correct, and that's why they are trimming their inventory levels? Is that the case?
So wherever we have long-term commitments, generally plus minus 10% variation is there. They give annual forecasts. So I don't see any significant change happening there. And we have not seen that trend in the first quarter also, wherever we have.
And anyway, you could have tracked China data, like whether their exports have intensified in the emerging markets or...
Unfortunately, China is not available. No reliable data is available from China.
Okay. And on enmetazobactam, how quickly can we commercialize in emerging markets, the unregulated markets of the world?
We are actually studying the agreements that are in place. We don't want to do anything in a hurry where we violate any of the contracts that they would have signed. So we will need to first study that. We want to do it as fast as possible, but I would not say that you should expect that will happen very fast, because as you saw in India, it took us almost a year and a half to register the molecule despite doing a lot of R&D ourselves in Orchid. So how the registration process will go around in the non-regulated markets, that's also to be seen.
Okay.
So that's why I said that, our lowest hanging fruit is if we can find a licensing partner in the US. There we have the registration, the NDA, everything is done. That should be our first target.
Okay. And any sense on what pricing would be for this drug in the European markets where it is commercialized, like per patient, per one treatment?
Currently I only have a gross price of $150 per vial, but the net price and per patient price, I think I'm not aware as of now, but this information we can source by next call and I can share.
Okay, sir. Okay. And enmetazobactam, can we manufacture the API in-house in case we need to do that?
Yeah, we are manufacturing for our domestic consumption.
Okay. And you will need to kind of wait for the fixed dosage facility to be commercialized.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj from Urjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know the overall market size of enmetazobactam.
Currently, it's negligible. It's a new product. So market size saying is very difficult. But if you look at overall antibiotics market in the world, that's about $30 billion. And cephalosporins typically command one-third of that. So that's what antibiotic is. Enmetazobactam is a new product, so we can't give any size.
Like going 2-3 years from now, how much should be the ideal size as per you?
That would be too much of speculation, Raj, to talk about.
All right.
Typically, new course, will be 4 to 5 years it will take to reach the peak. So by 2029 or something, we can expect the peak sales to happen. Now, what that number is depends on which countries it is licensed to, how many years that country has been selling. Ideally, Allecra should have licensed in US, and if it had been launched last year like Europe, maybe the sales would have picked up. So lots of variables around that. It would be difficult to give a global number.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for the day, I would now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in this conference. As we can see, we face some difficult market environment at present, but we feel we can tide over this time through resilience and focus. We thank you for your interest in the company, and this always motivates us to work harder. Thank you once again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematic Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.